Good morning, dear Dharma friends. Have you ever thought what a beautiful word in Japanese? I think Okage-sama is the most beautiful word in Japanese. Okage-sama means deeply appreciating others' help. In other words, because of you. Kage means shade, so the original meaning is that we truly appreciate even the shade. The other day, I performed the enormous service at the Moiriri Community Cemetery. And the day was a very hot day. It was a short service, about 20 minutes, but the sun was directly shining on my bald head. My robes were dripping wet. So after the service, I moved under the trees and took a rest on the bench. At the same time, gentle breezes came, so I truly appreciated the shade of the tree and breeze. This was true Okage-sama. Last summer had been very, very hot, even after the August. In addition, our air conditioner hadn't worked in the Hondo, Nokotsudo, and business office, except minister's office. Therefore, I called the business office the hell. On the other hand, minister's office the peace rat. At night, I couldn't sleep well, so I became drowsy during the daytime. I realized that I'm getting old. In August, I received a summer greeting card from my Japan friend. So I called Japan and talked to him. He said that Japan was also very hot. Every day it's over 105 degrees Fahrenheit. Very high humidity. So over 20,000 people had heat stroke, and then over 20 people had passed away. However, cicada or the locust are noisily shrilling, especially in the morning. Therefore, it feels even more hot. Do you know cicada or locust? Cicada aren't here in Hawaii, but they live on the mainland. Concerning the cicada, there is a sutra that says the cicada knows no spring or autumn. So how can it really know the summer? Only one who knows all the seasons speak of summer. The cicada is compared to transitory life. Even through the cicada lives underground for 6 or 7 years. They live only 1 week on the ground during summer season. From the cicada's viewpoint, even 1 week living on the ground is a full life for cicada. From the human being's viewpoint, living 1 week is only a short 7 days of life. In the same way, in the heavenly world, the heavenly beings consider human being 50 years as 1 day in the heavenly world. So that even humans 100 years is considered only 2 days in the heavenly world. We might look at water from our own point of view. We human beings observe water as water. Fishes observe it as their home or shelter. Hungry ghosts see it as fire. Heavenly beings observe it as a pond decorated with jewels. The water in the pure pond possesses 8 qualities. First, pure. Second, cool. Third, good tasting. Fourth, soft. Fifth, moistening. Sixth, comforting. Seventh, thirst quenching. Eighth, nourishing. By the way, these qualities, pure, cool, good tasting, soft, moistening, comforting, thirst quenching, nourishing, express Amida's compassion. Once, Saichi Asahara says, "It is a rule of this world to die. It is a rule of pure land not to die. The Nembutsu transform my life, which must die, to Buddha's mind, which never die. This is my understanding of Namo Amida Butsu." When Shakyamuni Buddha became enlightened, the clear that he had gained the immortal Dharma. This means that even though he had mortal body, he had awakened to the immortal world and began to live the Dharma in a way, though our lives are limited, at the same time, we are being supported by Amida Buddha. We are embraced by the Buddha and his teachings. Like Shakyamuni Buddha, we seek to see life through the Buddha's eyes. Here is a very significant story. Once there was Miss Teikoyabu in Japan, who graduated from a music college at the age of 21. But at her graduation party, unfortunately, she fell ill from tuberculosis of the spine. So she was forced to stay in the hospital until she was 35 years old. She died in that same year. Later, her diary was found on her bedside, which read as follows. "As you look toward the sky, there is no limit. As you look below your feet, there is no limit. I am paralyzed by it. I still have my left arm. I have the disease, but I still have my taste. Also, despite my illness, I'm able to talk, hear, and smell. All these will be gone soon, but still I have Buddha's compassion, Namo Amida Butsu, the pure land, and so I have my happiness." She had a short suffering life, but she was constantly encouraged by Amida Buddha. Namo Amida Butsu. So one more time, let's listen to the Saichi says, "It is a rule of this world to die. It is a rule of pure land not to die. The Nembutsu transform my life, which must die, to Buddha's mind, which never die. This is my understanding of Namo Amida Butsu.
Namanda.